Welcome to the CPC podcast. That's my third time trying to record. I've been running into people outside and interrupting the recording, so I'm just like, I want to record again. I know it's background noise and stuff, but I'd rather have like a clear recording stream of thought process of what I'm doing, blah, blah, blah. So I will be continuing with what I've been talking about, kind of just feeling forward. Oh, super excited. Allison will most likely be back for our next episode. That's going to be awesome. If you haven't listened to previous episodes with me and Allison and us just talking about, you know, our business and rebranding, all those things, I encourage you to go listen. I'm going to try to walk somewhere that's a little bit quieter. I know I've been kind of like on the street and you can hear all this background noise, but I try to walk somewhere where it's not as crazy. But yeah, so Allison will be back. I'm so excited. That's super dope. You know, carrying something by yourself is a little bit difficult. It's easier like-minded people with friends who understand, especially the person I started this with. So that's going to be super dope, super awesome. You know, I think that spark kind of spurned just from me deciding to do it again. You know, it was just, all right, I'm going to start doing it again. If I don't do it by myself, I got to. And then, you know, that energy out into the world, just like, all right, well, she, you know, just hit me up, said she want to do an episode. So we're going to do that. Hopefully that'll drop this week or next week. So stay tuned for that. But yeah, this format that I'm doing, like I said, if you guys hate it, you guys don't like it, you know, I looked at my analytics. I have mostly a male audience that we have here. There are a significant amount of females, but I think it's like 65% or 70% male. So, you know, you guys don't feel, you know, like you can't message me, even though it's a small podcast. You know, we haven't even broke 500 listens for all our episodes yet, but, you know, still hit me up, help us grow. What works for the audience that's listening, like, you know, I'm willing to adjust and change and all those things. So anyway, failing forward, part three, anxiety. Kind of touched a little bit on that last episode, but now I just want to talk about how to deal with anxiety and things that I've gleaned from other creatives. You know, I can't really put my finger on what prompted me to realize that I have anxiety, like what situation brought it upon, but I realized that a lot of times I get super nervous and I don't want to put out content. I don't want to record. I don't want to kind of do anything, really. Like, the anxiety for me is mostly like crippling and prevents me from doing anything, you know. So that's been really hard to deal with, to be honest. You know, it's something that once you put a finger on it and you know what it is, now you're trying to adjust to really get through it. But now you're able to really put a finger on it. So when you see it, you can kind of call it out, but that doesn't make it easier to deal with. And that's one of the things, like, with my anxiety is that I've been able to call it out, understand what it is, but at the same time, it doesn't make it any easier to deal with because anxiety. I don't know. I'm not a therapist. You know, I do go to therapy, but, you know, haven't really put a definite definition on, like, you know, what causes my anxiety, or kind of, if I had to say, like, what anxiety is for me, it's just crippling. It just prevents me from doing. This is exactly, you know, what it is. And so one of the things that has helped me to get on, like, solutions to kind of resolve it for me, and people I've talked to, working out helps a lot. you know, I restarted this podcast when I was walking, only because those endorphins make you feel better. And you're like, oh snap, well, maybe I can do this. Like, maybe I can make this work, figure out a way to do this. And yes, it's noisy, it's unorthodox, you know, people do video and all these things that I'm not doing right now. But, you know, if this works for me, if it's something I can do, then that's that. So, yeah, working out helps. That's, like I said, it's the only reason why I'm recording this. I'm working out. Music. For me and a few other people I know, because I am into music, I play piano, sing a little bit, you know. I'm an artist slash producer. That music, listening, now I'm just talking about listening, helps calm my nerves. And then that combination of music and working out really helps just calm things in me. Yeah, there's somebody playing saxophone in the park. Just like, okay, mess up my recording, but yeah, so. I've been doing that consistently to help overcome my anxiety. It's funny, I was talking about music, somebody's playing music in the park. But, yeah, I've been using music, listening to music, and whatever I'm in the mood for that day. Sometimes it's, you know, R&B, smooth, sometimes it's hip-hop, sometimes it's gospel, you know, whatever I feel like is gonna ease my nerves and get me out of my own way, then that's what I do. Yeah, that one of the things is like for my anxiety, it just puts me in my own way. So I have the ability to do whatever I'm needing to do in that moment, create whatever I'm needing to create in that moment. But my anxiety puts me in my own way. So I have to do things to kind of remove myself, remove my overthinking off the way and just do. Another way I deal with anxiety is kind of just to do it. And if it's bad, just accept that it's bad. You know, a lot of times, like I said, creatives, we overthink stuff. We want it to be perfect. I know I've said previously, one of the other episodes, the magnifying glass is on us as far as social media and all these things. So we want to be perceived a certain way. But the reality of it is everybody does bad work. We just don't hear it. But, you know, your favorite artist, Drake, Beyonce, you know, these people that are on top of the world, they probably have a bunch of bad songs. We just never hear them. They don't release them. But they are in that creative space and freedom of expression to do those things. They create that space within themselves to push through and do those bad songs, you know, do that bad artwork if you're an artist, do that bad choreography if you're a dancer. And that helps them get to the next level, get to the good song. You got to push through those bad times, those bad moments. So that's kind of how I deal with my anxiety, working out, music, and just doing. Like I said previously, I had, you know, t-shirts made for this Create More brand, and that was essentially the reason. It's like, bro, you have allowed your anxiety to be crippling to where you don't do, and that's worse than just doing something bad. At least if I do something bad, I know I'm creating and I'm on a track to do something good. But if you don't do, you just aren't on any track at all. You aren't on any path. You're not moving in any direction. And the goal is to keep moving forward. And that's why, like, failing forward is so important for me, is that that bad song, that bad creative work will push you to the next good one. So even if you fail, you learn from it and you push forward. You learn from it and you push forward. That's what failing forward is. And those of you who deal with anxiety, you got to find a way to deal with it, because I don't think it's something that ever goes away. you know, I wasn't able to put a name to this feeling and emotion till later on, you know, in my 20s. I'm 30 now, so probably not till like 25, 26, where I was able to really be like, oh, that's anxiety. That's what I'm going through. I didn't have that word in my vocabulary. So what I was going through was just like, oh, I'm such a failure. Like, you know, I have this talent I don't do. I have this ability to create and I don't do. And it's like I'm a failure, and I kept putting that on me. And that would cripple me even further. You know, low self-esteem, make me insecure about what I was creating. And once I realized it was anxiety, put a name to it, I started to find ways to deal with it, to understand. Because when you don't have an understanding, you could think the worst of yourself. And that's not great. That's not good. And that's, you know, even now that I'm still struggling with, I'm like, who wants to hear a podcast with all this noise in the background or camera? Who wants to hear what you're talking about? Like, you're not helping anybody. And I just have to push past that. Like I said, if one person listens and they hear a gem, they hear a nugget that pushes them to, you know, create that piece of artwork that they sell for $50, that's amazing. Like, I was able to impact somebody to change, you know, a moment in time for them, to change a day for them, you know. That may be dinner for a day. Like, to be able to do that for someone is great. And so find a way to deal with anxiety. If you don't know what it is, for me, I define it as something that, you know, that feeling that cripples you, that prevents you from doing. So a lot of people have insecurities, and maybe they feel like they're not good enough, and that could be wrapped up in anxiety, of just that nervousness and that, you know, oh snap, you know, I don't feel great, I don't feel good, I'm not doing my best, people don't want what I have to offer. Like, you know, I feel that same way, even as I'm recording this. Even as I'm going through this, these emotions, and it's like, Cameron, you haven't done anything like worth you giving advice, but I've lived. And that's enough to say, okay, I have this nugget and I'm growing. My business, my creativity, my success is not even close to where I want it to be. But if talking this out and helping other people in turn helps me, then that's great. I failed a lot, and also I have feel like I have good creative ideas, so this is why this podcast exists. So listen, guys, find a way to deal with your anxiety, your insecurities. You know, you're great, you can do it, you can be better. It's just one day at a time, and you can make it happen. Like I said, like, comment, subscribe. No. I don't think you can. Can you comment? Yeah, you can comment on this. Like it, subscribe to the thing through Anchor, Apple Music, Spotify, whatever. You can know when the next episode is coming. But listen, have a great night, morning, afternoon, whenever you're listening to this. And find a way to deal with your anxieties. You'll be great. All right, guys. Catch you later.